You are listening to Real World News.
Reporting the different struggles against Amazon in defense of rivers and water around the world. Over 120 actions in around 34 countries of different parts of the world are being carried out this Thursday and the following days to celebrate the International Day of Action Against Amazon for Rivers, Water and Life. International Rivers, an organization that works at world level to protect rivers and the rights of the communities that depend on them, is organizing many actions after several social networks called to mobilizations on this March the 14th. In some states, the struggle against hydroelectric dams can be a serious risk for social activists who risk being killed. Large private companies willing to pay hired assassins to avoid problems are common in different parts of the world. According to an article published by Revista Fragua, the World Commission on Dams estimated that the 45,000 works of this type built in the 20th century caused a displacement of nearly 80 million people. Only in Mexico, there were 170,000 displaced people. Since the 90s, there has been a growing international movement of people affected by dams who have slowly become local, regional, national, continental, and global groups. These groups work together to change the world energy model, believing that it is fundamental to preserve basins and the populations in a natural and sustainable way. According to Revista Fragua, the idea of having a World Day of Action emerged in Curitiba, Brazil, during the first international meeting of people affected by dams in 1997 that declared, "We are strong, diverse, and united in a fair cause. In order to exemplify our growing unity, we declare March the 14th, previously a day of struggle against dams in Brazil, as the International Day of Action Against Dams and for Rivers, Water, and Life." In Mexico, there have been and there will continue to be numerous actions by MATNER in different regions. In Jalisco State, there will be activities against the Zapotillo Dam, but there will also be actions in Oaxaca and Veracruz states, for instance. Meanwhile, the movement of victims and people affected by climate change of Central America, MOVIAC, the Latin American Network Against Dams and for Rivers, their communities and water, REDLAR, and the Mesoamerican Movement Against the Mining Extractive Model, M4, carried out on Tuesday the Forum for Water Against Mining and Dams in El Salvador. In Honduras, the Work for Dignity and Sovereignty Step by Step arrived to Tegucigalpa, the capital of the country, on March 6th and demanded a solution to problems related to the dams, the defense of Lempira, Intibucá, and La Paz rivers, mining territories, feminicides, and political prisoners.
You are listening to Real World News.